How's CJ doing, and how did why did he get hit so many times today?
They brought a lot of pressures. We had to throw away too much. And a lot of times it had to do with pressures. A lot of times it had to do with a couple missed blocks. And sometimes there wasn't anyone open downfield.
Was there any thought of putting Garoppolo in there, or was that not going to happen today?
No, that wasn't going to happen today. And even if that was a possibility, he wasn't getting hit because of CJ. I was pretty impressed with how that he made it through it.
How much has, if at all, has your play calling changed just for the fact that you're trying not to get CJ killed over the course of the game?
It changes a lot. I mean, it changes throughout the game, you know, especially when you lose a fullback, two tight ends, your 11 personnel slot receiver. So you have to, it was kind of every quarter having to adjust to certain things, just personnel-wise of what you can do. It changes everything up when you lose those different key spots.
You talked before about CJ's toughness. I mean, did it show you a new dimension today?
I mean, he's shown it to me every time he's played. He showed it in college a lot. You know, that was one of the things that I liked about him the most. Showed a ton of it last week, and it didn't get any easier this week. So, there were some that he missed, especially that one at the end bouncing off of Trent's helmet. But I thought CJ did a lot of good things today, too, and I think it could have been different, looked a lot better for him if we caught a lot of those balls also.
See the hits affecting him at all? I mean, does he seem, timid at any point, anything like that?
That's what's so impressive to me about him. I think those hits affect almost everybody. I haven't seen them affect him.
No more after seeing the tape, but how do you think Trent Brown looked at left tackle from your vantage point?
I don't sit and watch a tackle too much. I know we had a lot of pressure on us. I know for sure that he missed one early in the game on a pressure. But I'll have to see on the film. It didn't look like offensively any of us did very well.
After play a full game, what did you see from him?
When I looked up, I saw him make some plays. I was pretty involved with some of the situations we had on offense today, so I wasn't locked in every situation on defense. I saw him make some plays. I thought our defense gave us a chance to win that game. I was glad Ruben was able to make it through. I know he went down at one time in the game, just some lingering effects of his high ankle sprain, which I think will probably continue to bother him throughout the year, but I was glad to see him come back and finish it.
Yeah, the defense gave you a chance to win. What did you see from them in particular? They stripped Peterson at the end of the game, got the ball back for the offense. What did you see from the defense?
The two turnovers they got were good, and just when you're not doing much offensively, just to still be in it in the fourth quarter, it means they were giving you a chance. I know they ended up getting some runs going, increasing it, but I thought we made them work pretty hard to get down the field, and I thought they kept us in the game for a while, and we just weren't able to answer.
Thanks, like Robbie wanted to the third game in a row. Why hasn't the offense been able to make some strides the last few weeks?
I think we've been changing up our people the last few weeks too. We got a lot of different guys going in there, happened throughout this game. We'll see how that ends up being next week, but we've had some challenges on us, and I know a lot of teams are banged up this year. Obviously, we are. I thought we had a few opportunities in that game too, move the ball and get some points, and when we did, ended up getting sacked the next one after the big one to Marquise. I think it was about a 55-yard game. We ended up getting a holding call the next one, I believe, followed by a sack, which led us to a field goal. I was happy with how we responded in the third quarter, coming out, getting a touchdown. Then when I thought the defense had a few key stops, one in particular, thought we were going to get some momentum going our way. Started out the drive with a couple drops, too, which held us back. And, we've been struggling on third down most of the year, so it's been hard to overcome some of these situations.
How significant are the injuries to
Pretty significant. I have a feeling, Tart, I think, broke his arm, so I think it's going to be similar to what happened to Jimmy. I'd be surprised if he doesn't go on IR. I know Juice was a neck issue, so you never know exactly with that. I think that happened. I think it was the second quarter, maybe the early third. We'll have to MRI him and find out more tomorrow.
When you have a situation like you did with the fight breaking out there, how do you want your players to handle that between protecting their quarterback and maybe not going over the line to get ejection?
There's a very fine line. I want our guys to be smart. I know Carlos was the one who ended up getting ejected. I didn't see Carlos throw a punch I don't know exactly what he did. I did see him get punches thrown at him. I did see him get knocked over a couple times. I really loved how he went to our quarterbacks, went and got our quarterbacks back. You know, I thought our quarterback had a couple helmets to the head when he was in the pocket a few plays before, and then he ended up scrambling and sliding, and he got one again. And I think our players had had enough.
So the injuries, it's the rush of injuries here, does it make you more cautious when you look at how you want to incorporate Garoppolo in the offense?
Yes, of course. You know, it's you got a bunch of guys out there, and you're trying to get through it. And, you know, to just throw out a quarterback who has had three practices with extremely limited reps, who doesn't know your offense, it's that's kind of an unfair position to put him in.
Was this maybe prolonged today's, you know, all the injuries today, was that prolonged? Maybe you can give him a longer look?
Yeah, it's you know, I'm looking week to week right now. It definitely doesn't make it easier. We'll see how these injuries pan out tomorrow. Hopefully I'll know more tomorrow. You know, we'll get the players Tuesday off. We'll get to practice Wednesday. We'll see how practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday goes. Hopefully we can get healthier. I know we have a bye week the next week, so hopefully that'll add some too. But it's, you know, we got two quarterbacks on our roster. I'd love to give both of them the chance to play this year, and I'd love to get Jimmy in eventually, but it's a lot of stuff's going to go into that factor, and hopefully we can get healthy, and hopefully we give Jimmy a chance to pick this stuff up as he goes.
In the couple more.
CJ seemed to get rid of the ball. It seemed to be a little safer for him. Did you talk to him about getting rid of the ball faster, or was that just part of the...
No, it depends what coverages they're playing and what the looks are. You know, he had a couple quick game looks where you get rid of it fast and they're open fast. You know, he had a few quick game looks in the first half where he tried to get rid of it as fast as possible and got hit before that. So just really how the plays pan out and the coverages they're playing. Sometimes they soften up a little bit in 2 minutes. But I think that was just how it worked out.
All these injuries, do you think you're getting enough of a view of your roster, or are you just going to live with what you have right
now? We definitely did for a while. And now it's, you know, a lot of guys are getting opportunities to play that, you know, you're hoping to have more time to develop them. You know, so it's a huge opportunity for some of the guys, some of those receivers you've seen out, some of the tight ends, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, O linemen. You know, there's been guys getting opportunities that, you know, I don't know if it, you know, when we lost those five close ones, you know, you look at the team and you can see, all right, these guys are getting a lot better and we're going to get there. And a lot of those guys you've missed. So you've had some guys come up who've gotten opportunities to play, and I do think it helps you. You know, whether they're going to be starters next year or whether they're going to be rotational players, the main thing is that we got to add to our team, and the people are out there starting and to the depth off of it. Everyone goes through NFL seasons. Everyone has injuries. We need to build this the right way so when you do have injuries that you have people can step up and play, and that's what we're going through right now. Hopefully these guys who are playing now and getting some opportunities that they maybe wouldn't have had if we stayed healthy, hopefully that'll make them better and give us some more depth going into next year.
Last one.
Bert went in for Tart when he went out. How did he?
From what I've seen, Adrian's done a good job. You know, I know one play in particular I saw today. Quarterback tried to look him off pretty good. They threw a go route towards our sidelines, and Adrian showed some very good range on it, went over there, broke it up. I see him play physical. I know he's done a good job on special teams, and the opportunities that he has had when he's got in on defense, he's done well. We'll see what happens tomorrow, but, you know, sounding like, you know, with Tart's broken arm, it sounds like he's going to have some more opportunities going forward too. So hopefully he continues to get better.